Leafs Lightning tonight. You can hear it on TSN 1050. Watch it on TSN 4. And we head down there now and catch up with Ray Ferraro on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. What's up, Ray?
Just getting ready to walk over the rink. Shocking, I come to Florida and it's raining. I'm like, seriously, stop it. I hate
there
bitch,
hasn't been
on.
A cloud there for a week.
Oh, I'm Schlepprock. I drag rain with me everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Vancouver.
I got my family here. Okay, guys, we're going to have a great vacation now. Swim between the raindrops out there. Would you boys get at it?
Is it like pouring, like a monsoon?
We just had a thunderstorm. Yeah, just had a thunderstorm, which, yeah, probably is going to deter the walk over to the rink, but... Yeah, I didn't need that. I was excited. Oh, this would be great. Get some warmth. Maybe tomorrow. Not happening today.
Yeah, well, that's the gamble, right? You never know what you're going to get when you start booking vacations. You could just get the worst breakdown of weather and you're toast.
And old comes back. Oh, it's been great. The weather's been great. Played golf. Yeah, good for you. I want some sun. I'm happy for you, I guess, sort of, maybe, but I want sun.
Well, I had the same thing. I was in Florida 2 weeks ago. It didn't rain a drop for 8 days. It was perfect.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you were only gone 8 days? I thought you were gone like 17.
No, it feels that way sometimes.
They were calling it good Scotty Mack show.
Yeah, he was real comfortable in this seat, actually. That's my understanding.
Yes, he was very, very good in it.
Leafs Lightning tonight. We're trying to figure out if this is a benchmark game or a game where both teams are like, can we just get this over with and get to the playoffs? Because... we both know we're going, and we've known for a long, long time.
I think me and Ray were both kind of skill players, but there's just you got to send Tampa a message where you got to make somebody. But that's the thing; they're not really that type of team. Where I know playing against Scott Stevens or Chara, that he was making me uncomfortable. But they don't really do that. So you either blow them out, or you can't screw up like they've been doing against them.
Like, because when you'd play those games near the end of the year, they'd be. If you were playing against somebody you might play, they could be a little goofy. And you know, like, and you'd be like, God, I don't know if I like these guys to play against in the playoffs,
no.
Which is what they wanted you to think about. But it's not like that anymore. I mean, the only guys that could make anyone really uncomfortable were skating after practice. And that's Martin and Komarov. So, you know, the only way you're going to make them uncomfortable, I think, and if you're Toronto, is Tampa's, even though they're 10-1-1, there's kind of a nervousness around them right now because they haven't played very well. The goalie hasn't been, Vasilevsky hasn't been very good. And so if you can ring up 45 shots and make them run around their zone a bit, make them uncomfortable that they're not ready, that's probably the only way you can do it. But this morning I'm over at the skates and it was like any other game. It didn't feel like there was a, either team was nervous or excited, or I think it's what you mentioned, Brian. They're looking forward to, you know, what do we got here? 3.5 weeks left. Let's just not get hurt. Let's move along. They want to play well. There's lots to play for, but it's not like there's, you know, man, Toronto's down there. We got to play great. I didn't sense any of that.
How do you feel about Anderson playing tonight?
Well, if he's healthy, I like it. And obviously, he is. I mean, if he's ready to go, sure, get him in, get him to play. Because even if it doesn't go well tonight, you've only got limited number of starts for him to get his game back to where he's comfortable again. I mean, I guess he hasn't been out that long, but still, he's ready to go. Get him in. I think the goaltending at the other end is a far bigger question. Vasilevsky looked like he had the Vezina in his hand, and what do they say? He was doing his touchdown dance at the five and he fumbled it. And, you know, he's been a mess here for about 2 weeks and after being just spectacular for a month. So they're more worried about getting his game in order than Toronto should be about Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson over the past couple of years, he's been in this position multiple times where he's never missed an extended period of time. But he'll miss two or three games here or there, and he always seems to return to form and maybe even look better than he did before he got injured. It's almost like he needed the rest. He knows his body. Like, I know his numbers haven't been exceptional in the new year, but they've been okay, and they've been skewed by a few bad games. And I'm pretty comfortable in what Freddie Anderson's going to be come playoff time. I've been saying that all year about Vasilevsky down in Tampa, that kid's obviously an incredible talent, and he put forth some great, great numbers for a long time. But I don't know what he's going to look like in the playoffs. I have no idea what he's going to be.
And he played the one game in the finals a couple of years ago. He played really well. But like Matt Murray, who always had the safety blanket of Marc-Andre Fleury, he doesn't have him anymore. Noodles talked about the difference of when you look over there and you can see that the guy that's charting faceoff has less experience than you. And you're like, ooh, you know, that's a little different. I mean, Anderson, you're right. He's done this a couple of years, well, actually a bunch of years, where he misses four or five games, kind of like a Fred Cation. He takes a few days off.
Fred Cation, we're going to use that.
That's a great one. Freddie Cation, shut it down for a bit. Hope for some good weather.
I'll be back next week. Yeah, I'll be back next week.
I'll be ready. I'll be refreshed.
I used to play with a player who would self-diagnose. He would literally tell me, like, he'd be like, I'm fine, I'll be back next Thursday again. Like, he would tell the game. Like, I'm like, what? Like, I was like, must have been a doctor in his spare time. But it was, you know, a couple days, no problem. Yeah, I'll be back next Thursday against Tampa or wherever. Like, it was, but I was fine with it because the guy was quite comfortable in his skin. He just is like, yep, need a couple days off, and I'm good.
Well, a different temperature around this Fred Cation this season compared to last season. When he went out last year and they were like a point into the playoffs, people were freaking.
Oh, yeah.
Now, like, think about it. Like, Freddie Anderson hasn't been playing. Matthews has been out almost a month. And Zaitsev's been out a lot. And it's like, nah, whatever. There's 14, 15 points in. They're fine. Like, they've overcome some pretty serious injury problems this year.
Yeah, when we look at teams that miss key players, or when we look at teams that miss players, it's quite another to miss the key guys, which is what Boston has, and which is, like, I'm stunned, man. Like, they are just, they're going down like flies, and they just call up another guy. And, oh, here's Ryan Donato, who wasn't at practice today because he had to go to class at Harvard. Scored a goal and two assists yesterday, missed practice. He had a class today.
He's a really good player.
Oh, my God. At the Olympics, Noodles, he was like, he could find the puck everywhere. He's really got a great shot. And, he averaged a goal a game virtually in school this year.
And so he's continuing to go to school?
Yeah, he went to class today. I guess he must be. I guess Harvard doesn't really care if you are in the NHL or not, but, you know, he's got to finish up a couple of tests, I guess.
Well, at least he goes to school. How many guys did we play with that went to college that didn't go to class once but ended up getting a degree?
Oh, they're like, if you ask them where the library is, they're more liable to find the corner pub.
Yeah. Underwater basket weaving.
Yeah, not the bar called the library, the actual library. Where is it? No idea.
Well, this guy is not going to DeVry either. This is Harvard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're not messing around in Harvard. They're not going to give him a pass. They don't care about
I could have gone, buddy. I could have gone.
You still claim that you were being recruited by Harvard. I'll never believe it.
Didn't he bring in the letter or something?
Well, but it was written in crayon. Like, there's no way.
Oh, Harvard called me and sent me a letter saying, we want you to come to Harvard.
Yes, but they didn't say to come to school. They just said come to Harvard.
Right, exactly.
Drive through.
Yeah, come by. Hello. If you're in Boston, stop by and say hi.
Harvard and Michigan State were all over me. I said, thanks, I'm going to the O.
Obviously, neither of them had seen your high school transcript either at the time of this class.
Did you have good grades? Did you have good grades?
I really started mailing it in around grade 9 where I thought, because people were, like, writing articles and, you know, this guy is going to be a great hockey. So I just was like,
grade 9?
Just reading your own press clippings in grade 9. Imagine if Twitter existed back then.
Oh, this guy from the local paper, he knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
I love this guy from the local paper.
That's awesome.
When did you start mailing it in?
I didn't. I finished high school in 2.5 years. I rushed through it because I wanted to play junior hockey. So I didn't take any, like, elective classes, and I actually took correspondence in the summer. Like, I mowed through it. Now, I only have a GED, so I don't have, like, I took 1 year of university of Lethbridge. I just couldn't do it because I think I've said this before, and Ray, you can speak to this. We'd play like on a Sunday night in Brandon and then have to bus to Lethbridge all night and play the next day, or I'd have to go to school at 9 a.m. the next morning. So I just...
Ray, did you mail it in at all?
No, I stayed home for grade 11. I played... I went away to play as... I went to Penticton in grade 12. So I stayed home for grade 11. I played junior B as a grade 9 and grade 10. Grade 10 and grade 11. And grade 12, I was in Penticton. I had loaded up my classes like noodles. And I took two classes in the first part of the my grade 12 year till Christmas in the semester, and then I was done. And then that was it. I retired from school.
Hazy's the one that mailed it in the most, and he never made it.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part about it. You guys were actually like scholastic, but made it to the pros.
Yeah, but you went to college.
Yeah, I did. But like,
you didn't do anything in college. I already know your routine in college. You smoked grass and drank beer.
Yeah, it wasn't strong. I'm not suggesting it was.
It wasn't strong.
I wasn't on the dean's list, believe me.
So what did you get out of it? You're on radio.
Communication skills. Like, I could write an essay with the best of them. I don't know.
About what?
Dude, I don't know, like the parliamentary system and stuff. Like, and you stuff. Took different courses.
Technology and stuff.
Yeah, technology and stuff. I was the Chevy guy of university.
Yeah.
Remember in Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
7 years. Most people are doctors. Yeah.
I was basically Tommy Boy. I just did play rugby.
You could put your head up a bull's ass.
Or you could ask the butcher.
I love it.
Tommy Boy is so good.
Or you could ask the butcher.
That show is such an underrated show.
Tommy Boy.
It's such an underrated show. That's the thing.
You remember, guys, at the very start, he's late for school as a little kid. He jumps out of the tree. He's running down, and he runs face first into that fence.
Yes.
So it's behind the hedge. I was watching this about 2 months ago. I'm like, my oldest guy, Riley's 11, and I'm like, hey, Rye, I think you should watch this movie. So we're watching it. He jumped out of his chair. When he hit the fence, it was so hard, it surprised him. I thought he was going to pee his pants. He thought it was the funniest thing he's ever seen. We were 8 seconds into the movie.
It's such a great scene. There's so many memorable scenes from Tommy Boy. Like, every time he walks by a hot girl, he, like, puffs the chest out. He's asking where the gym is.
Like,
do you know where the gym is? It's like, dude, you're going to get a pizza. Like, shut up, Tommy Boy. You're not trying to pick that girl up.
Okay, one more when he was out on the little sailboat and the kids were, there's no wind, and they're like, hey, did you eat Gilligan, did you eat the skipper?
That's right. That Such is actually, it is a, it's not, it's a classic.
Tommy Boy is a classic. Yeah. That's his go-to. Like, Chris For Farley, sure. You know, dying young, he wasn't in a ton of movies. Like, he had good cameos. Like, in Billy Madison as the Bussy, he's outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding in that.
Was it Veronica Vaughn? Is that?
That Veronica Vaughn. Yeah. Yeah, there's some great scenes from him scattered throughout. He's in a movie called Dirty Work, which was Artie Lang and Norm Macdonald. Yeah. And he's got, like, a prostitute bit half his nose off.
That's right.
Remember that? He's got half a nose. He ends up marrying her in the end.
He's like O-Dog right now as far as half a nose. O has burnt his face so bad. I don't know if you heard this, Ray. But
no, I did not.
O did not wear a hat in, where were you, Georgia?
Yeah.
Last week. So he's like a python right now. He's shed a layer of skin.
My face feels like I just bent down, like with a burning hot barbecue, and just laid my face right on the grill.
The best part about that is there's nothing to worry about long term with that O, and you know, and you'll probably feel better in a week. I mean, once the rest of the skin just folds off your face.
Well, the color of my suit is probably going to be more of a problem because I have a green suit on today.
With an orange tie.
Yeah, with an orange tie, the same color as my face.
Oh, well, that's like people match their pocket squares. Good thinking.
Yeah, a bit of flair in the face. Wait till you see him on the panel tonight.
We will be there. We're just we're ready to meander over. Chris is ready to go. Cuthbert's fired up. He's ready to go here.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys get after it. We don't want to mess around with your routine down there.
You want to hit the toilet?
You know, what's that?
You want to hit the toilet?
Yeah, I guess we could hit the toilet seat. Do you have time for a toilet seat?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
All right, let's hit it.
Well, I guess I don't feel like laying a toilet seat on everybody.
Come on, flush, you bastard.
Toilet seat Tuesday.
I was just shaving.
I'm going to put the toilet seat on the guy that wrote that ESPN article. Tom Brady at 20?
ESPN, the magazine, the top 20 dominant athletes of the past 20 years.
Tom Brady at 20? Yeah. And Peyton Manning, I think, was at 3.
He was. Manning was at 3.
Who wrote it? Archie Manning?
Well, exactly. Like, it's based on some formula. LeBron's at 2. Tiger's at 1. But, you know, it's... And you're going to pick your sport. Like, hockey fans are freaking because there's no hockey players included in this. There's a couple of baseball players. Bonds is there. Mike Trout. But... You know, it's
really subjective. It's really subjective.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be based on this formula. But obviously, it's getting to a point where it's rattling some cages.
Yeah. Want me to go next?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
The booze bag who was yelling at Rory on the weekend.
At Bay Hill?
At Bay Hill. Like, it's enough. Like, you can have a few drinks, but, like, let these guys swing. Let them play. It bothers
me. I agree.
Me.
It's ridiculous. Shut your mouth. I don't care how drunk you are. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ray?
I'm going to go with the Calgary Flames because I thought they were going to be really good. I thought they were going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. And they've traded their first and second round draft choices. Neither of them the first round, not lottery protected. Technically, the Islanders could end up with Rasmus Dahlin with Calgary's pick.
Wow.
That is not good work.
That is not good work.
You could throw in Bryson DeChambeau for how slow he plays. I can't watch that guy ever golf again. Ever.
What did you say? Around in hell is what?
Yeah, Bernhard Langer, who I saw at the Masters, and I wanted to run on the green and fight him.
But just take too long?
Kevin Na's the worst.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a mental block that he can't get over. Like, he apologizes for it all the time, but it's excruciating to watch.
Yep.
Kevin Na. I'm going to throw the state of Pennsylvania into the toilet seat because, again, like I said yesterday, I believe I have the black lung because they can smoke in the bars down there, and I was in bars all weekend. It's just so disgusting. Like, get with the times. I'm fine if you smoke. That's a personal decision. I don't work for the government. I don't work for the cigarette and tobacco companies.
Hey, you know what?
Take
sometimes
it outside,
if I'm out, I'll have one. But I don't want it. When I smell it around people, I'm like, get that away from
dude,
me.
Dude, I'm wearing a jacket today. This thing, honestly, it smells like a tobacco pit.
It's crazy
you
how times
like
have
your
changed,
name's
though.
Gary.
Exactly.
People used to smoke in planes.
I know.
On planes.
I know.
Like Noodles, we were on a flight in Europe. And the Czech national airline was called OK Air. And the left side of the plane was the no smoking side. So the guy literally, you could reach out and touch his shoulder. He was smoking beside you.
Isn't that crazy?
Who thought of that?
It's incredible.
You're in the non-smoking section, and the guy a half a foot away from you is just hacking a dart right in your face.
Chain smoking, and you're flying to, like, Australia.
Exactly. Yeah, this is great.
No, thank you. Leafs Lightning tonight on TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. Ray will have the call with CC. We look forward to it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the vacation. Hopefully you get better weather, and we'll do it again on Monday.
Absolutely, guys. We'll talk to you Monday. Enjoy the week.
There's Ray Ferraro on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca.